Hey guys, welcome to the Weekday Podcast. My name is Bobby McGraw. Thanks for being a part of the podcast today. We're thrilled about what God is doing this summer. We are seeing so many great things. We saw middle school camp last month. We saw VBS earlier this month, and we saw also high school camp. And it's just been amazing to see God at work. And so thank you for praying. Thank you for financially supporting those ministries. It's been incredible to see how God has worked in it. Well, there's a verse in Proverbs 15, verse 14 that I want us to think about today. Here's what it says. A wise person is hungry for knowledge while the fool feeds on trash. All right, let me read that one more time. A wise person is hungry for knowledge while the fool feeds on trash. And so when we think about this, we're thinking about our minds, our brains, what our thoughts are. And the truth is our minds control everything about us. Our thoughts influence our feelings and our feelings impact our actions. There's this chain reaction that whatever we fill our mind with influences our thoughts. Those thoughts influence our feelings and those feelings impact the actions that we take. And so what that means is what you think about actually does matter because everything starts in your mind. Right? That's why today is called minding your mind, by paying attention to your mind, that when we're a responsible person, we're somebody that says, I'm going to pay attention to what I'm thinking. I'm going to control my thoughts. Now, a lot of times when I say something like that, people feel a little bit guilty. But here's what I'd say to that. You're not responsible for every stray thought that passes through your mind. I mean, the truth is everybody has stray thoughts and they enter our mind for a variety of reasons, for conversations you hear by accident, things you see, things that pop up, stuff the devil puts there. I mean, there's a lot of things that can put stray thoughts in your mind, but what you are responsible for is how you deal with those things. Martin Luther said it this way. He said, you can't keep the birds from flying over your head, but you can keep them from building a nest in your hair. And that's a great reminder. God's going to hold us accountable for what we allow to enter our mind, not those things that just pop up. And so this is really convicting as I think about it today, because honestly, a lot of times we don't pay attention to what we watch. We just sort of browse and we just binge watch things on Netflix and we just let stuff come into our mind. And not just us, but the kids in our families and all these things. Many people that say, man, I want to live the right kind of life. I want to become more like Jesus, spend so much time downloading junk into their heads, either through TV, through the internet, through the radio, through their iPhones, that it begins to shape their mind. And again, those thoughts impact our emotions and those emotions impact our actions. And so sometimes where this is convicting is when we actually pay money, right? When we pay money to see something that isn't healthy for our minds. And I've talked to so many people over the years that feel affected by it. And there's some people that have done so much of it, they're like, it doesn't even faze me anymore. And I would just say that's just not true. There are studies that actually show that you never fully forget any scene that you see. Even if you don't consciously recall it, the ideas will come back to your mind in a living color when something else triggers that thought. I remember when I was a teenager, somebody spoke at our youth group, and they used that old phrase that computer programmers used a lot, garbage in, garbage out. I don't know if you ever heard that phrase, garbage in, garbage out, that what you put into your mind will inevitably bear fruit in your behavior and in your beliefs. And so when you allow something into your brain that doesn't bother you anymore, that's a warning light. That's a way of saying that you've passed some threshold, that you've put so much garbage in that it's affecting what's coming out of your life. And so I just want to encourage you today to pay attention to what you're allowing into your mind. Pay attention to what you're feeding your brain with, because again, what you're feeding it with will shape you. What you're filling your brain with will lead to actions. So today, I want to encourage you, pay attention to what you're thinking about. Mind your mind, pay attention to what you are allowing in your mind, and then to ask yourself, is this healthy? Is this leading me down the path I want to go? And if it isn't, would you begin to make decisions based on it? I'll close with the same verse we read early on. A wise person, they're hungry for knowledge, while the fool feeds on trash. Let's be people that keeps the trash out of our brains today. Well, I hope you have a great day today, and I hope you'll keep joining us on the Weekday Podcast, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, a great way to start your day off with a little encouragement. Have a great day.